Translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Translation. Servitude, dasya, friendship, sakya, parental affection, vatsalya, and conjugal love, shringara, are the four transcendental mellows, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Purport. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Shringar are the transcendental modes of loving service to the Lord. Shantaras, or the neutral stage, is not mentioned in this verse because although in Shantaras one considers the absolute truth, the sublime great, one does not go beyond that conception. Shantaras is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers. But such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. It is the lowest among the relationships in the spiritual world. Shantaras is not given much importance because as soon as there is a slight understanding between the knower and the known, active, loving, transcendental reciprocations and exchanges begin. Dasyaras is the basic relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, this verse considers Dasya the first stage of transcendental devotional service. Om Adnyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are very happy to be here amongst all of you to discuss the topic about the attractive nature of Krishna. And it's nice that we have quite a private discussion because I was told that the online doesn't work today. So there's no recording, so I can speak whatever I want. Huh? Oh, it's working. So I have to change my plan now. Okay. Right. No. Okay. So I spoke to my daughter and asked her, well, she asked me, what are you going to talk about? So I told her, the topic is the attractive nature of Krishna, or Krishna the all-attractive. That is the theme. So she told me, what is it that you will speak? So I told her how philosophically, you know, talk about different kinds of bhakti and different varieties of bhakti and then end up with Vraja bhakti and then end up with the discussion of Krishna being the most attractive in Vraja bhakti. And she said, that's very dry, very philosophical. So I had to make some adjustments last minute. And I asked her, what do you think I should speak about? Just Krishna is all attractive. Just speak about Krishna Katha so that devotees can experience the all attractiveness of Krishna. So I'm going to make an attempt to share my own meditations. Every year what I try to do is either select a few chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam or meditate on a particular literature. So this year I'm meditating on Srimad Bhagavatam, certain chapters, along with Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Karanamrita. These are beautiful literatures. So I'll share a few sections to give you a practical experience of how Krishna is so attractive. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this was, but I'll start with some little philosophical, because I prepared for it. So I'll start with a little philosophical overview. So here in this verse it says, Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Shringar, these four Chari Ras, these four Rasas, Chari Bhaver Bhakta Jata Krishna Tarabhas. Krishna is controlled only by these four. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written a beautiful commentary on Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. The commentary is called Anuvritti. And on the eighth verse of the Upadeshamrita, in his commentary, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that only these four rasas exist in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. There is no Shantaras. I'm quoting from Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary. And then he says that the reason this is the case, is because in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse 161, it says, Dasa, Shakha, Pitradi, Preshiragan, Ragamarge, Nijo, Nijo, Bhave Raganan. So, Ragamarg, or Ragatmika Bhakti. There is Sadhana Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, and Ragatmika Bhakti. So, Ragatmika Bhakti is the natural relationship that devotees in Vraj have. That is only in these four mellows. Srila Prabhupada translates rasa as transcendental mellows. So, these four mellows, as this verse says, Krishna Tarabhash. Krishna is controlled by these four mellows. So we'll try and see how Krishna is controlled by these four mellows. Mellows of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Shringar. It's a huge topic and I don't like to speak on weekdays generally because I only get about 45 minutes or an hour. But if the online wasn't working, I could have gone longer. Nobody could have known. Now, we'll see. We'll see how long we can go. But the idea is to share some of my meditations. So Vatsalya Ras, we'll start with Vatsalya Ras. The love that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna. And in Braja Bhakti, there is no consideration for... Braja Bhakti is Ananya Bhakti. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Chintayanto Mam. Ananya. There is nobody else other than Krishna. Not even the other family members, not even the demigods, nobody. So Mother Yashoda has this love for Krishna, Ananya. And she has got this love for Krishna which has the quality of possessiveness. In Braja Bhakti, there is a quality of possessiveness. And in that possessiveness, Krishna acts in a way to increase that possessiveness of Mother Yashoda. I'll share a few pastimes. So there is a beautiful verse in Krishna Karanamrita, second chapter, verse 59. I'll give you the background first. So Krishna is... He's very happy when he gets extra attention from Mother Yashoda. One day, Mother Yashoda says, okay, Kana, it's time to go to bed. The moon has come out. The stars are shining. The cows have gone quiet in the barn. The monkeys are quiet. The birds are quiet. It's time to sleep. So Krishna pretends to sleep. And Mother Yashoda is just looking at him, meditating on the beautiful, soft, butter-like body of Krishna. She's thinking, because my son eats lots of butter, he is as soft as butter. And she's trying to just touch Krishna very gently. And that time, you know, children sometimes speak in their sleep. Even up to their teenage years sometimes. So Krishna is speaking in his sleep. What does he speak? He says, Shambho swagatam asyatam. But he doesn't say Shambhu. He says, O master of ghosts, come sit with me. Mother Yashoda is listening. Master of ghosts? And then he says, O four-headed one, you come and sit on my left. Mother Yashoda is thinking, another demon with four heads? Who's that? Brahma. And then Krishna says, Oh, enemy of the Krauncha mountain with six heads, where have you been? Krishna is speaking in his dream. Mother Yashoda is thinking, six-headed demon. Shanmukha, you know whose name is Shanmukha? Kartikeya. The son of Shiva was raised by the Kritikas. That's why his name was Kartikeya. And he was raised by six Kritikas. So he had six heads. So Kartikeya. And then he says, Oh, welcome. Why are you hiding behind? Come forward. You great personality with 1,000 eyes. Who is the personality with 1,000 eyes? Indra. And Mother Yashoda is thinking, so many demons trying to attack my child. And in this way, then finally Krishna says, but I can only welcome you all by the arrangement of this personality who doesn't have a body. Invisible. Who is that? Who is that personality? Cupid. Yeah, Ananga. And he says also, with the help of the personality who arranges all the wealth. Who is the lord of wealth? Who comes with all the yakshas? Kubera. So he says, where is Kubera? Where is Kubera? But instead he says, where is this lord of all the yakshas? Mother Yashoda, as she hears these descriptions, her heart completely becomes, mind and heart is in complete havoc. This Bilva Mangal Thakur in his Krishna Karanamrita, he writes very beautifully. Actually all these verses are in Shardula Vikriditam Meter, which is a very special meter. Bhagavatam uses that meter a lot. 19 syllables. And it goes like, na 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 na, like that. Na being long and na being short. Na 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 na. That's the meter. So beautiful meter. But he writes this verse. Shambho swagatam asyatam itatato. Shambho, please come. O Lord of the ghosts, please come. Krishna is saying, Swagatam, please come, in his dream, with his eyes closed. Vamena Padmodbhava. Padmodbhava. Brahma, who is born from Padma, he says, you come, sit to my left. Shiva to my right. Brahma to my left. Krauncare kushalam sukham surapate. Krauncare, the enemy of Krauncha mountain, which is Shanmukha, Kartikeya. There was a demon named Krauncha. In Skanda Puran we find that. You know about Krauncha? Anyone? No? Krauncha was a demon. He was making a lot of havoc. And in Skanda Purana we find that he assumed the form of a mountain. And Agastya Rishi, who was trying to cross over to South India, he came in between and he stopped Agastya. And Agastya realized, this mountain is mysterious, it's never ending. He then meditated, he realizes this is Krauncha. So he curses Krauncha to remain a mountain forever. Krauncha begs for forgiveness and he says, when Kartikeya attacks you and breaks you, then you will regain your original body. So that is how Kartikeya later on becomes the, you know, destroyer of Krauncha mountain. So he is also known as Krauncharī. So here, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Krauncharē kushalam sukham surapate. O Surapati, Indra, are you happy? How are you doing? So Krishna is greeting the demigods. There is another secret. You see, the demigods could not restrain themselves from witnessing Krishna's leelas. But if the demigods came in their original form, they would just disturb the sweet pastime of Vrajalila. So if at all any demigod came, even in the skies, immediately Krishna would raise his eyebrow and say, what are you doing here? You're not meant to be here. Go away. Go away. So the only way that Krishna would greet the demigod was in his dream. They would appear in his dream and they would say, oh, my dear Krishna, what a wonderful pastime you did. You killed Agasura today. It was beautiful. He really enjoyed. But they could not come in front of the Brajvasis. So here in the dream, he says, Vittesha no drishyate. Vittesha, the lord of wealth. Who is that? Huh? Kubera. He says, Kubera is nowhere to be seen. At that time, Mother Yashoda, listening to this, Ittham swapna gatasya kaitabha jita. Kaitabha jita. The conqueror of Kaitabha demon, Krishna, when he is in his dream, speaking to the demigods, Mother Yashoda thinks, oh, these demons are not only attacking my little child, physically, they are now even entering his dream. So she says, Shrutva Yashoda Gira. Yashoda, she hears these words of Krishna and she says, she wakes up Krishna. Kim kim balaka jalpasi iti arachitam. What are you saying, my dear child? What are you saying? Wake up, wake up. Wake up from this evil dream with these demons attacking you. And he doesn't wake up. Why does he not wake up? He's just pretending to sleep. So he doesn't wake up. Because he doesn't wake up, you see, the mothers in Braj, even they do it now. There are certain mantras they chant and then they spit. They do thu, like that. They spit out as if to protect the child. So here, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Kim kim balaka jalpasi. What all are you saying? Little child, wake up. Iti arachitam thuthu kritam patuva. Patuva, may that Lord Krishna protect all of us. Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying, thuthu kritam. Mother Yashoda is doing thu, thu. She is trying to get rid of the evil. So this is called as thukara lila, where Mother Yashoda is doing, is spitting out the evil. So this is how Krishna relates to Mother Yashoda to increase her love. Now Mother Yashoda is always loving Krishna and treating him as her very dear child. Once Krishna asks, Mother Yashoda, what will I become when I grow up? You know, sometimes children ask, what will I become? Mother Yashoda says, well, there is no question of your trying to figure that out, it's already predetermined. You are the lord of the Yadu dynasty. You are Yadunath. And you will have many servants. And whatever you want, you order, they will come and serve you. You are Yadunatha. So Krishna says, oh, that's very nice. I can get whatever I want. She says, yes. So it is late afternoon. And you see, when... what are the offerings where we offer milk to Krishna? Which offerings? Huh? Mangalarti and breakfast and Shayanarti. So this is afternoon, just after Rajbhog. You don't get milk. So Mother Yashoda is saying, no, no, you can get everything, but it has to be according to your mother's desire, even if you become king. So Krishna says, no, that doesn't sound right. How could I be the king and yet be succumb to my mother's desire? So here, Krishna Karanamrita, a beautiful verse. It's a conversation verse. This verse is a conversation. Krishna says, Mataha, O mother, Kim Yadunatha, what do you want, king of Yadus? Mother Yashoda replies, Dehi cha shakam, give me a glass of milk. No, she just says, give me a glass. Give me a glass. Kim tena, Mother Yashoda says, what do you want a glass for? Patum payaha, because I want to drink milk. After Rajbhog, who drinks milk? No. So, he says, I want to drink milk. Tannasti adya, Mother Yashoda says, that's not now. Kadasti va, Krishna says, then when will I have milk? Nishi, at night. Now you will get milk at night. Now in the afternoon you will not get milk. Now Krishna is so intelligent. Nisha kava, he says, okay, I'll get milk at night. What is night? Please define night for me. Mother Yashoda, what do you think is night? What is night? When the sun goes down, right? So Mother Yashoda defines night. Andhakarodayaha. When darkness comes, arrives. When there is darkness, that is night. Then you can get a glass of milk. Not now. Amilyakshi yugam nishapyupagata. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, immediately Krishna hears, oh, night means there is darkness. Krishna says, okay. He closes his eyes. He says, Nisha api upagata. Here there is night. There is only darkness. Dehi, now give me. Iti matur muhur. And she says, oh, no, 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 Krishna. You can't be. And she is trying to run away, and Krishna, Vaksho jamjuka karashano dyatakara, with his soft little hands, he catches hold the dupatta. You see, women used to wear the gopi dress and they would cover with a shawl. So the upper part, shawl, vakshoja, covering her chest, that cloth Krishna holds, and Krishna doesn't allow her to leave until she gives a glass of milk. So these are the beautiful pastimes where Krishna, he could have very well turned day into night. He could have just said, oh, Ratri Devi. Ratri Devi is a goddess of night. Come. And she would have come, which means day would have gone. But instead he just, Balya Leela, sweet pastimes, just closes his eyes. So you might think that Krishna is always trying to tease Mother Yashoda, and she is always, you know, being fooled and tricked by Krishna. But just the very next verse, this is chapter 2, verse 60, verse number 61, Krishna Karanamrita. It's another beautiful pastime, continuation. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, you see, there is always rivalry, sibling rivalry. Even if the siblings are a few years apart, sometimes there is rivalry. Who is Krishna's sibling? Do you think they have sibling rivalry? Yeah? Yes or no? Absolutely. But here the rivalry is a little different. Here, Krishna is always comparing himself to Balram. Because Balram is slightly taller. He is stronger. He also walks with a certain style that Krishna likes to imitate. And in fact, Balram has more hair than Krishna. And Krishna likes the hairstyle of Balram. And Krishna wants longer hair like Balram. So Shikha generally we say is the tuft of hair behind. But Shikha also refers to just the long hair. And Krishna's hair is long. In different places his description is till the arms, arm length, till the elbow length, and even knee length. Different descriptions are there. Krishna likes long hair. So, he also doesn't, you know, on the one end he wants to always steal butter and ghee and yogurt and milk. On the other hand, when Mother Yashoda wants to feed him milk, he runs around. So she has to chase. Come on, eat something. Finish your milk. You know, children like this, they, when you don't give them anything, they want, give me this, give me this, give me this. But when you try to feed them, they run around. Yeah. So Krishna, next verse, Bilwa Mangal Thakur's meditation is on a conversation between Mother Yashoda and Krishna. Krishna is telling Mother Yashoda, I want long hair like Balram. I like his hairstyle. I want that kind of hairstyle. So Mother Yashoda says, okay. Now here is the opportunity. Balram has just finished his milk and he's ran away. You see, round about this time, 8:15, in eternal pastimes in Vraj, Krishna and Balram, they run away to the wrestling arena near the Yamuna and they start wrestling with their friends. So this is the time. So early morning, Balram had his milk, breakfast milk, and he ran away. So Mother Yashoda is saying, Kalindi pulino dareshu musali. She is calling Balram musali. Musali means not muesli. Yeah. Musali means musala. Musala means to fight, to do the wrestling. So musali means the great wrestler. Balram was known as the great wrestler amongst his friends. Very well known to wrestle. And all qualities of Balram, maybe someday on Balram Jayanti we can look at all the qualities of Balram and how these qualities relate to the Guru. Guru Tattva. A Guru also has to wrestle with all kinds of people. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked, Prabhupada, how do you maneuver so many different arguments and so many different varieties of people? Some outright crazy, they ask you questions, but you always come victorious. Srila Prabhupada said, because I am a great wrestler. So here, Balram is referred to as musali, a wrestler. So Mother Yashoda is saying, Krishna, I have a plan for you to grow your hair. Oh, what is the plan? Kalindi pulino dareshu musali. Balram has gone to the bank of Yamuna after finishing his milk. Yavat gatak khelitum. As long as he is there playing, तावत कार्पिक पयह पिबहरे। ओ हरि, ओ कृष्णा, टेक योर कप एंड ड्रिंक योर मिल्क। एज लॉन्ग एज ही इज देयर यू फिनिश योर मिल्क। व्हाई शुड आई फिनिश माई मिल्क? मदर यशोदा सेज वर्धिष्यते ते शिखा। इफ यू ड्रिंक दिस मिल्क इमीडिएटली योर शिखा विल बी लॉन्ग। By drinking milk, your shikha will grow. Of course, we know that is, it doesn't work like this. But she says, your shikha will grow. You want long shikha? It'll grow. Ittham balataya para pratarana para. Pratarana para. What was the relationship with Yashoda? Krishna's relation with Yashoda. In one hand, we see that he is trying to trick Mother Yashoda. But Vilva Mangal Thakur says the relation between Yashoda and Krishna was Pratarana Para. Mother Yashoda would always trick Krishna. Ittham Balataya. Because he is only a mere child. He would act in front of Mother Yashoda as only a little child. Hearing this, Shrutva Yashoda Gira. Hearing Mother Yashoda's instruction, drink milk and your shikha will grow. With this instruction, quickly, Krishna takes the cup of milk and he starts drinking very fast. As he is drinking very quickly, you see, when you try to drink something very quickly, you can choke. So he chokes at one point and he stops. Payana swashikham sprishan pramudita kshirerdha pite hari. Hari, who is drinking milk, he stops, he's choked halfway while drinking milk. He stops and he touches his shikha just to check whether it has actually become longer. This is what Vilva Mangal Thakur says. He believes in his mother's words so much. The Vedas, they are worshipping Krishna in so many words. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna on the battlefield, he's telling Arjuna, Veda ischa sarvai rahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. I am the knower of the Vedas. All the Vedas speak about me, glorify me. And yet, the same personality is believing the words of his mother. And he is drinking one sip and he's checking his shikha. Oh, is my hair growing? Such are the sweet pastimes, all attractive pastimes of Krishna. Should we hear a few more pastimes from Krishna Karanamrita? So, as I said, Mother Yashoda is trying to feed him milk. And because he doesn't always listen immediately, he makes her run around behind him. Mother Yashoda has many different tricks. One of the things she tells him is, oh, Krishna, isn't Subala, one of your friends, the best dancer in your gang? Krishna says, no, I dance better than Subala. Oh, but Govinda is a better dancer. There's a sakha called Govinda. He says, no, I'm better than Govinda as well. Oh, I bet you're not, you know, you can't dance as beautifully as Balaram. He says, of course I can. I'll show you my moves. So Krishna, little 5-year-old, he's dancing with different moves. Now, in the palace of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj's palace has 84 pillars. And each of these pillars are made of rubies and jewels. Because they are made of jewels, crystals, rubies, jewels, you know, if somebody stood in front of them, it would reflect. So Mother Yashoda is holding a bowl of butter and saying, okay, come, eat. And Krishna, show me your moves. So he's dancing, and then Mother Yashoda takes the ball of butter and he dances around, and he comes and he bites. It eats. This way she is feeding him. And Krishna realizes that actually Mother is tricking me into eating by making me dance. He immediately improvises his dancing in such a way that he now is behind the pillar, he comes in front of the pillar, and he vanishes behind another pillar. And he comes in front of another pillar. So Mother Yashoda becomes bewildered. Where is he going? Where is he? And at one point, he does this. So here we see in this verse, Nrityantam Atyanta Vilokaniyam. He's dancing in the most beautiful way, an amazing way. Krishnam Manistambhagatam Mrigakshi. Mrigakshi, Mother Yashoda is like Mrigakshi. Mrigakshi means one who has eyes like a deer. You see, a deer's eyes are very beautiful but are very unsteady. So Mother Yashoda is also trying to look, figure out where is Krishna. He was dancing, now he is going behind different pillars, coming out. Where is he? At one point, Niriksha Shakshadiva Krishna Magre. She sees Krishna right in front of her. But Dvidha Vitene Navanitamekam. But Krishna is standing in such a position that his reflection appears next to the pillar that he is standing. His reflection appears in the pillar. And at that point, Krishna opens his mouth wide and says, give me butter. And Mother Yashoda at this point, looking at Krishna's reflection and Krishna both, she becomes bewildered. Why does she become bewildered? Because the reflection of Krishna in the pillar, reflection generally moves the same way the original person moves. If you look at yourself in the mirror, you raise your right hand, the reflection also raises his hand. But here, the reflection of Krishna in the pillar says, give it to me first. And the real Krishna says, no, give it to me first. And so Mother Yashoda gets confused. Oh, maybe there are two Krishnas. So she, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Dvidha vitene navanitamekam. She had one bowl of butter. She makes it into two. And she says, here, Krishna, take it. So this way, Krishna is teasing his mother. But teasing, he does not just restrain to his mother. He also teases the elderly gopis, whose house he goes to steal butter. And not just Krishna Karanamritam, but even Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8, verse number 29, describes how Krishna teases Krishna the all-attractive. He teases the elderly gopis. And the gopis come to Mother Yashoda with a complaint, saying, you know what your son does to us? Let us tell you. And they all group together, go to Mother Yashoda's house and complain to her. They say that your son, Kana, whom you think is the most lovely boy, who is the most obedient boy, does no mischief. This is what he does. This is from Bhagavatam. Vatsan munchan kvachid asamaye. You see, the calf have to be released. For those who work in the Goshala, they know. When do you release the calf and bring to the cow? When do you do that? Huh? Gopashtami, but every day on a daily basis, when do you do it? What time? Yeah, after milking. Yeah? You don't release the calf before milking, otherwise the calf will drink all the milk or most of the milk. What Krishna does, so the Gopa, the men, cowherd men, they have told their wives, okay, you look after the cows and the calf, we'll just come. And they are all gathering in the village, chatting, village talk. While they are doing their conference, here in the house, Krishna says, oh, the cowherd man has gone out. So he sneaks in, he goes to the barn, and he releases all the calf. All the calves are released, unties all the calves. All the calves go and drink all the milk from the cow. And the gopi, the elderly gopis, elderly meaning same age as Mother Yashoda, they don't realize. So here, the first line in Bhagavatam says, Vatsan munchan kwachid asamaye asamaye, not at the right time. He releases the calf. What do you think happens when the cowherd man came home? They would become upset. So the husband is becoming upset with his wife. You didn't pay attention. How did the calves get released? So the next line is, Krosha sanjata hasa. Krishna is hiding with his friends behind the house, under the window, and he's looking how this gopi is being scolded by her husband. She says, "Acha, you want to go and complain to Mother Yashoda so that she will scold me? See, look at my plan. I'm getting you all scolded by your husbands." So he achieves, and he laughs, he giggles with his friends. Looking at this scenario. And then, sometimes, steyam swadu atyatha dadhi paya. Dadhi means yogurt and paya means milk. He goes and he, you see, this wife is now being scolded by the husband. So the wife says, okay, next day she thinks, I have to now make up. I have to pacify him. Yesterday was, I don't know how the calves were released. I didn't do it. So she makes some nice items from yogurt and milk for the husband. Guess who is the husband? Actually, who is the husband of everyone? So Krishna tells his friends, actually, I am the husband of the goddess of fortune. They all laugh. Oh, come on, you know, nobody trusts you anyway. Nobody believes anything you say. He says, this gopi has made, yesterday we released the calf. Now to pacify the husband, she has made these nice items. The reality is, these items are to be offered to me. So we should go and steal it. So he goes with the monkeys, with the cowherd boys, and Bhagavatam says, steyam swadu vatti atha dadipaya. All the yogurt and milk items he steals, he eats. And when the gopi catches him, you heard, what are the different kinds of yogas? Yoga. Different kinds of yoga mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti yoga, buddhi yoga, ashtanga yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga, karma yoga, so many, na? So Krishna is introducing a new kind of yoga in this verse. He says, when the gopis catch him, Krishna says, oh, you have caught him, caught me, but we are eternally connected in yoga. Yoga means connect. We are eternally connected. The gopi says, we are connected in yoga. What kind of yoga? Here the verse says, Kalpitai steya yogai. Steya yoga. Steya means, anyone knows what steya means in Sanskrit? No, that is steya. This is steya. No, that's sta. This is sta. Steya. Steya means stealing yoga. Steya means to steal. So he says, you are performing and connected with me in this Theya Yoga. You always desire that I steal from your house, and I always desire, when will I steal from your house? This is our connection. Kalpitai Theya Yoga, Bhagavatam says. The gopis are connected to Krishna in this Theya Yoga. Then the gopi says, anyway, you are so sweet. I actually like when you stole the items that I made for my husband. But you stole them, I really like. Did you enjoy them? Did you like them? Now the gopi is becoming kind and happy with him. Krishna says, to be honest, next line, Markan Bhokshan Vibhajati Sachet. He says, I had to give it away to the monkeys because it wasn't very nice. See, he's teasing the gopis. He says, I had to give it away to the monkeys, and the monkeys also didn't eat it. It was not nice at all. So again, the gopis become, you know, angry, upset. And the gopis, they say, okay, now I'm going to keep all the pots very high up, and I will not put them in any place where Krishna will be able to get them. So when he is unable to get them, Natti Bhandam Vinatti, Bhagavatam says, now the gopis have kept it really high and he is not able to get them. He takes different kinds of stone and he tells his friends, who has the best aim? Let us practice. You know aim practice? So we will practice by hitting the pots in the house of this gopi. So they break all the pots. And when he sees that the gopis don't have anything for him, they sneak in with the whole gang. And the gopi's little child, 2-year-old boy, is sleeping. And the gopi is trying to make butter. Dravyalabhe sagriha kupito. Krishna becomes angry and what does he do? Acha, you are making butter and you are chit-chatting with your friends while the child is sleeping. Krishna goes, sneaks in. Yati upkroshya tokan. Tokan means when the children are sleeping, he goes and he pinches them very tightly. Big, tight pinch. So the child wakes up with a big cry and the gopis run. And again, they put them to bed. Again, Krishna sneaks in and pinches them. Oh, you're not going to feed me butter? I will do this. So like this, Krishna is teasing. This is Bhagavatam. So, in Vraj anyway, time is short. So we will conclude. There was 6-7 other pastimes, but now we only spoke of Vatsalya Leela. Yes, Prabhu.
A couple of things when I was just thinking about that word steya, I remember that asteya is one of the
correct. Yes.
Yamas, and then I was just thinking how contrary Krishna is, because you know, we have to practice non stealing, but Krishna is
yeah, that's true.
And then I was also thinking, you were talking about these elderly gopis. So I'm just wondering, in the Nitya Leela, are these elderly gopis, are they more Vatsalya Ras?
This is Vatsalya Ras.
Yeah.
Yes. Elderly gopis have Vatsalya Ras. And elderly gopas also have the Vatsalya Ras.
What ras would Manjaris considered?
Madhurya.
Madhurya.
Yes.
But they're younger than...
They are younger, but because they have reciprocation from Krishna in Madhurya.
Yeah.
So it is Madhurya Ras. See, even in Madhurya Ras, there are 7 varieties. Mm. So the higher varieties are not accessible to the Manjaris because they are not mature girls. They are small. So, but they have that attraction towards Krishna. And Krishna expresses his
So I'm just wondering, in our line, it's, you know, Gopi Bhav, maybe it's the whole spectrum of...
It is the whole spectrum, yes. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you for a wonderful Krishna Katha.
Thank you. So I'll speak one more pastime, maybe a couple more. This is again from Krishna Karnamrita, second chapter, verse 98. Listen carefully, very nice pastime. And in this pastime, all the different moods, there is no Shantaras anyway, so Dasyaras, Sakhyaras and Vatsalya all come together. So this is Krishna sneaking into the house of a particular gopi to steal milk. Not butter this time, but to get milk. So just see what happens. Krishna goes in with Madhumangala. In Braj, Madhumangal's name is Mansukha. Mansukhaya means one who gives pleasure to your mind. So Madhumangal, he goes with Krishna and Krishna says, so Madhu, what do you think we should steal from this gopi's house? Madhu says, well, a Brahmana loves milk. If you can't feed anything to a Brahmana, then feed milk. And because you are a Vaishya, I am a Brahmana, and I have been hungry for the last 2 hours. I did not drink anything. That is austerity for a Brahmana, to not eat for 2 hours. So you have to feed me milk. So Krishna says, okay, we'll go to this gopi's house, we'll steal some milk. But the problem with milk is you need cups and, you know, how do you... So he says, Krishna says, anyway, you come with me. So Madhumangala goes. And Madhumangala, and this particular gopi, she knows Krishna comes regularly. He's a regular offender. He comes regularly to my house. So he is going to go to this milk pot. So she ties a big bell to that milk pot. So that if at all the pot moves, then the bell will ring and she could come and catch Krishna. So Madhumangala says, I can see two problems. Good, you are taking me with you because Brahmanas are the advisors of the Vaishyas and Kshatriyas. So I cannot participate in this. I have to be served by you, but I can give you advice. There are two issues here. Number one, your height and my height is too short. So we can't, even if you stand on my shoulder, which by the way will be inappropriate to touch your feet to a Brahmana's body, but in this case I will allow. But still you will not be able to reach. That is problem number one. Problem number two, there is a bell which is attached. So you can't till that pot, otherwise the bell will ring and will be caught. So Krishna says, thank you my Lord for your guidance, advice. Krishna looks around. Madhumangal says, oh, you see that pitha? Pitha means a stool. You know, like something like that. Although that's not a stool, that's a table. But a stool on which you can, like with four legs. Yeah, something, yeah. So they spot a stool. And Krishna says, Madhumangala says, bring that stool. I will stand on the stool. You stand on me. And you will reach the pot. Krishna says, great idea. They bring the stool. Pithe, pitha, nishanna, balaka, gale. Pithe, he stands on the stool, Krishna. Then, pitha, nishanna, balaka, gale. Then he stands on Madhumangala's. Gala means neck. So he stands on both sides. So there is a stool. On the stool is Madhumangala. On that is Krishna. And then Madhumangala says, so far it's okay, but wait. How do we deal with the bell? The moment you try to untie the bell, it'll ring. Krishna says, don't worry. I have a plan. Yantranta sthita dugdha bhandama avakrishya achadya ghantaravam. Achadya ghantaravam. Krishna says, Madhu, you are a Brahmana. But I am Narayan myself. Madhu says, I'm really tired and to be honest, I'm hungry. Don't give me all these katha that you are Narayan. He says, Madhu, I have a plan. All the demigods in the world, they are subservient to me. Even the demigod of bells is subservient to me. He is my servant. So he looks at the bell, Krishna looks at the bell and says, don't ring. Do you understand? And the bell cannot even nod and say yes, right? Because he was told not to ring. So the bell remains like that. And Madhu Mangal says, you're going to get us caught. But anyway, show your Narayan magic. And Krishna takes the pot and tilts the pot and the big bell hits but does not ring. Does not ring. So Madhu says, wow, it worked. Maybe for this one moment you are Narayan. And the milk now is, pot is tilted, the milk is dripping. So, as the milk is dripping, Madhu Mangal is the first one to open his mouth. And Krishna says, before I eat, I have to eat you, I have to feed you. You are the Brahmana. You have to eat first. So, he's drinking first before Krishna. You see, in what we do, we eat after we offer to Krishna. In the spiritual world, he feeds his friends first, then he eats. It's very different. Like Prabhu was saying, there is yamas and niyamas. One of the yamas is asteya. Asteya means one should not steal. All Krishna does is stealing. So it's opposites. So over there, Krishna feeds Madhu Mangala first. The bell does not ring. Then, beautiful. Then Krishna is now, with his one hand, he's tilting the pot with the other hand. He's doing an anjali. Anjali means a cup like this to drink the milk. The bell is still stuck to the pot. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Vaktropanta kritanjali krita shira. Now you can imagine he is already standing on Madhu Mangala's shoulders. And the pot is being tilted. The milk is dropping and he's trying to drink the milk. But as soon as he tries to drink the milk doesn't just drop in his hand, in his cup. The milk goes all over him. So Krishna is there on top and the milk, because you can't control, right? Your eyes are here. So the pot is moving and the pot is, milk is flowing all over Krishna. And just at that moment, the bell starts ringing. Ting, 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 ting. And so Krishna looks at the bell and says, what's wrong with you? Why are you ringing? The bell says, I'm sorry, my lord. It is our dharma to ring whenever you eat. You are eating, we have to ring. And not only that, you are eating and having abhishek at the same time. So how much stronger we have to ring? So not only those bells, but all the bells in the vicinity, they all start ringing. Krishna is, no, 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 no. You know, he's not able to. So somehow, who comes? The gopi comes. She says, oh, I catch you now. Madhu Mangala is frozen. He's like, you know, literally he's frozen. He doesn't know what to do. Krishna says, don't worry. Just follow the leader. I am the leader. You follow me. Krishna tilts the milk and says, fill your mouth, Madhu. And Madhu fills his mouth. And Krishna fills his mouth. And the last line, Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Payad agata gopika nayanayo. Gopika nayanayo agata. The gopi has come and Krishna sees she is coming towards him. Krishna says, I am the leader, just follow what I do. Follow me. So, what does he do? Krishna has filled his mouth with milk. The gopi is coming fast to catch him. Like this, he's filled. The last line is, Gandusha Phut Kar Krit. Phut Kar. This is a onomatopoeic word. You understand what is Phut Kar? It's a Sanskrit word, but you should be able to follow. Huh? Phut. His mouth is full of milk, and as soon as the gopi says, yes, I caught you, both Madhu Mangal and Krishna, in the eyes of the gopi. And she says, ah, and they vanish, run away. This is the sweet, attractive pastimes of Krishna. I had 5 more pastimes, but we can go on for hours and hours together. One more. Anyway, we'll keep it for another time. But I will conclude by saying, asking a question, which is answered in Bhagavatam. Listen to this answer. You see, Madhurya Ras I did not touch, because Madhurya Ras is... So we touched on Vatsalya, the stool and the bell and the pot, they are in which rasa? Dasya. Madhumangal is in? Sakya. And the gopi is in? Vatsalya. So we touched all the rasas. Madhurya we didn't touch. Another time. But why does Krishna act in a way that he is all attractive? Why does he behave like this? That he attracts us. Why is he all attractive? Why is Krishna choosing to be all attractive? This is the question. This is answered in Bhagavatam. Why? What do you think? Yes. Wonderful. To fulfill desires of all living entities. Okay. That is also correct. Can anyone give me the Bhagavatam answer? And I will also give you a little bit of a twist to that answer that Jiva Goswami gives. Okay, I have to be quick, otherwise I'll be banned. So, I'll give you the answer without much ado. So in 10th canto, chapter 33, verse number 36, the answer is towards the end of the Rasa Pancha Adhyayi. There are 5 chapters in the Bhagavatam which are considered to be... So 10th canto is considered to be the heart of Krishna, and the Rasa Pancha Adhyayi, the 5 chapters of the Rasa Leela, 29 to 33, are considered to be the Pancha Pranaha, the 5 life breath of Bhagavatam. You can't be without life breaths. You can't be, if you're not breathing, you're dead. So Bhagavatam's heart of hearts is the 5 chapters. The last of the 5 chapters is chapter 33. The third last or the fourth last verse is verse number 36, which gives the conclusion of why Krishna is all attractive. So Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit at the end of Rasa Pancha Adhyayi, he says, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, for showing grace, mercy to the devotees, just out of grace, out of mercy. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham asthitah bhajate tadrishi krida. Krishna performs these pastimes just out of compassion, mercy and grace towards his devotees. Ya shrutva tat paro bhavet. Hearing these pastimes, one becomes purified and attracted to Krishna. That is why he performs these pastimes. Jiv Goswami gives a twist. See, Jiv Goswami is a grammarian. He also wrote Harinamamrita Vyakranam, which is a book on Sanskrit grammar. So Jiv Goswami is microscopically looking at this verse and he says, Tat paraha is in singular. Singular. But bhaktanam is in plural, which means if he is doing this for the pleasure of the devotees, devotees is plural, but then it says, Ya shrutva tatparo bhavet. Tatpara means to be satisfied also, but it's in singular. So Jiva Goswami gives another meaning of this verse. He says, Krishna performs these all attractive pastimes to feel attracted to his own self. Why is he all attractive? Because he is attracted to his own pastimes. He is attracted to himself. So he is exhibiting his all attractiveness. Another meaning is that he is doing it for the purpose of attracting the hearts, minds and soul of the devotees. So, unfortunately, I have to stop here. But let us all pray that the Lord, as Janmashtami is round the corner, that he may attract our hearts, minds and souls so that we may be able to have any one of these different kinds of yoga relationship, like sthaya yoga, some kind of a eternal connection with him. So with that prayer, I will stop. Any comments, corrections? Yes. Yeah. We'll just take one question.
It's interesting that we're all laughing. And also, in respect to that, that I don't know if you know it, but when you start laughing, sometimes you can't control it. And it's very purifying, actually. So that's a sort of form of yoga, because we're laughing at Krishna, the pastime.
Hasya yoga, yeah.
Yeah, and the other one is, can you tell me then about the cows? Because they're Shanta Ras.
Cows are Shanta Ras? Okay, yeah. So thank you. Because it's the times, I'm beyond this. So I'll give you the answer, very quick answer. I'm going to give you two answers. One is, Sridhar Dev Goswami, who was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, he, from Gaudiya Math, he says, because Krishna drank the milk of the cows, just like Putana, although being a demoness, she was raised to the level of a nurse, just because she fed her milk. Cows whose milk overflew when just by thinking of Krishna. In fact, you know, when Krishna wakes up in the morning, the cows are completely dry. They don't give any milk. Until Krishna actually goes to the barn, no cowherd men can start milking because the udders are completely dry. Even if they try, this is mentioned in Govinda Lilamrita. I'm giving you the reference. So, cows, Sridhar Swami with so much Sridhar Dev Goswami, Prabhupada's godbrother, with so much references, he says cows are in Madhuri Ras, Vatsalya Ras. Like mothers, they feed milk, Madhuriya. However, if you read the Anuvritti commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Upadeshamrita, text 8, commentary, he says cows, flute, they are all in Dasya Ras. They are in the mood of a servant. So cows are either Dasya Ras, as Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, or as the Gaudiya Math say, Vatsalya Ras. We are followers of Srila Prabhupada, and we will accept, for current conversation, we'll accept Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's verdict. that the cows are in dasya ras. They are subservient. You see, rasas are not as simple as we think. It's not as easy to understand. For example, in the Venu Gita, we find the gopis, they say that this Venu, the flute, what has it done? The lips of Krishna, who's the only person to claim the lips of Krishna are the people in the Vatsalya and Madhurya Ras. Only they have the claim over the lips. Mother Yashoda, you know, even in Damodar Ashtakam, we sing, Mother Yashoda kisses the lips of Krishna, baby Krishna. So, we see that Bimbadharam, in Damodar Ashtakam it is mentioned, red bimba fruit like lips, Muhushchumbitam, Mother Yashoda is kissing, small baby. But, so the gopis are saying, this Venu, what did the Venu do? What did the flute do to touch the lips of the Lord? So one might speculate, oh, that means the flute of Krishna is also in Madhurya Ras. But that's not the case. Flute, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, is in Dasya Ras. Why? Because rasas are reciprocative. It's not one way. So if flute is touched by Krishna, doesn't make it Madhurya. In that sense, Krishna drinks milk, so milk will be Madhurya Ras. Krishna eats laddu, so laddu will be Madhurya Ras. Because everything is touching Krishna's mouth. But it's the reciprocation. So in a reciprocal manner, if you understand, then Venu is Dasya Ras. Venu is subservient to Krishna. So similarly, the cows are Dasya Ras, according to Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I hope I answered your question. And I've given you the reference, you can do the research, or there are other senior devotees you can ask. But thank you for the question. Thank you. I must stop. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki, Krishna the all attractive ki, God Premanandi Haribol.